Today is May 11th, 2018, and it is Friday. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for this program. And this school year, we have been reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are amazing grace, beautiful, Christ alone, and the desire of our hearts. You're everything that we need in education, Lord. You are the forgiver and gracious to us each and every day. You are holy, 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 the incredible, intelligent designer, and you are Jesus. You're the kinsman redeemer, the liberty that comes with freedom in Jesus. You are merciful and mighty, and you are near to us right now. You're the only wise God, pure, perfect, the high priest. You are the quieter of our souls, and Lord, you reign. You are sovereign over everything, and you're the one we trust. You are unbelievably gracious to us, and the voice we long to hear each and every day. You are wonderful and welcome in our schools. You're the expert in education, Yeshua, and the God of Zion. Oh, precious God, thank you so much for completing another week. Lord, these last weeks are hard. Will you grant us a double portion of grace so that we stand out as ones that don't murmur and complain, that we stand out instead as ones who bring joy and love and peace to our schools, to our students, to our colleagues, and to the whole school community, that something is different about us, especially at the end of the year when we're all under pressure. Let us display your fruit of the Spirit, your way. Oh, gracious God, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for the strength from your Holy Spirit, for without you, Lord, we cannot do this. We love you, Lord. We adore you, and we look to your providential care each and every day in our schools. We ask this all in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. It is hard to believe we're coming up to the end of the book of Matthew, and of course, the end of the school year. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After Jesus told Peter that he would deny him three times, Jesus then went with the disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, the Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 36, sit here while I go over there and pray. My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. The Word of God, Matthew 26, verse 36. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. And this today is called Ain't No Grave, and it's from a Southern Gospel Revival and featuring Jamie Wilson.
Look down yonder, Gabriel, put your feet on the land and see. Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river. What do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on land and sea. But Gabriel, don't blow your horn till you hear it from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, Mother and Father. Meet me down the river road. And Mama, you know, I'll be there when I check in my load. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this Southern gospel song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. And we pray at 1:16 p.m. Today, we're going to be praying for a spirit of cooperation as a priority. And so, my friends, when the alarm goes off at 1:16 p.m., you will inevitably be in a very busy spot. Just pause for a minute and pray. It's very doable, and it's very amazing. A smile comes across my face each time as I think of Christians all across the nation pausing and praying and lifting our hearts up to the King of Glory. And so, my friends, that's what it's all about. It's a prayer of unity. It's devout, it's reverent, and yet it's very brief. And so, my friends, set that alarm and pray at 1:16, because we came up with that time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I'll be praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth series called The Carpenter's Classroom. Today's devotional is called The Wrong Battle. The verse he chose is 2 Chronicles 35, 22-23. Josiah, however, would not turn away from him, but disguised himself to engage him in the battle. He would not listen to what Necho had said at God's command, but went to fight him on the plain of Megiddo. Archers shot King Josiah. The wrong battle. Josiah, king of Israel, died because he fought a battle that God had not called him to fight. Josiah, known as the Child King, took the throne in Jerusalem at the age of 8 years old and served in that capacity for 31 years. As king, Josiah had done so many good things for his people. He had torn down the idols and altars to false gods. He had restored the temple and the laws of Moses to his people. When the king of Egypt, Necho, and his army were marching to meet one of Israel's neighbors in war, Josiah and his army came out to meet him. Necho explained to Josiah that his battle was not with Israel and told Josiah to turn back. Josiah turned back and then disguised himself and entered the battle against Necho. He was hit by an arrow and killed in the ensuing battle. God calls us at times to battle spiritually and professionally for students, co-workers, and administrators while on the job. For these battles, he equips us and leads us to victory. However, we cannot fight everyone's battles for them. Each student, each co-worker, and each administrator also has his or her own battles to fight. Each person has a responsibility to use the sword of the Spirit, God's word, and put on the full armor of God as well. Some of us in education try to fight battles for students, co-workers, and administrators in the flesh, when we should, in prayer, be spiritually equipping them to fight their own battles. Some of us become so exhausted from our battles on the job that we get seriously wounded professionally, spiritually, emotionally, or physically because of the stress these battles entail. Our job as Christians in education is not to fight everyone's battle for them, but in prayer, help equip them to fight. We are to remind them to fight with love, patience, joy, self-control, kindness, and goodness. We are to encourage them to engage in drive-by fruitings, using the fruit of the Spirit instead of drive-by shootings, using anger, judgment, condemnation, revenge, violence, and gossip. Do you remember Peter the disciple? He wanted to fight Jesus' battles for him. He tried to restrain Jesus to keep him from going to Jerusalem, where he knew his master would surely die. Jesus rebuked him for this. Peter cut off the ear of a guard who was trying to arrest Jesus, and Jesus rebuked him again. Jesus had to fight some battles alone. They were his battles, not Peter's. Jesus fought by healing the guard's ear, by picking up his cross, and by asking his Father God to forgive his murderers. Jesus asked his disciples to fight with him in prayer that night in the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest, but they all fell asleep. As we see children, co-workers, and administrators in their gardens of Gethsemane, we must intercede in prayer for them and enter the battle only when called by Christ. We must not spiritually sleep on the job. Remember, the battle belongs to the Lord. It is his fight. Therefore, we must obey him while remembering that he fights with love, a far different way from the way those of the world fight. And that was The Wrong Battle, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today I have an unknown author, but the quote is, "Find joy in the ordinary." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus in Matthew 26, verse 36. "Sit here while I go over there and pray. My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." Oh, precious Father, it is amazing how you allow us in your throne room with the words of Jesus. Thank you for those that preserved these for us over all these thousands of years. Great God, we stand in awe of you. Help us to wait on you and to pray your way. Oh, gracious God, thank you for the end of this week. Thank you for Friday. Bring the children back safely, Lord. And we ask all of this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.